Nazir chapter 2, Mishnah 4. So a person says, Arani Nazir al Manas Shea Shosa Yayin or Mitama Lemaisim. So he says, I'm taking on a Nazir, but on my own terms, you know, I'm not on my own conditions. And the conditions are that I'm still going to drink wine and I'm still going to be able to become Tameh. So Arayze Nazir. So in this case over here, he is a Nazir, Vasa Bechulan, and he is forbidden to all of these things. As the Kartis explains, there's a well-known principle that you can't take a vow, or you can't like override a Torah condition. If the Torah says that's the way it is, right, you can't change that with your vow. Yoda Nishiyash Nazirus. So if the person takes a vow and he says, I know that there's such a thing as Nazirus, Aval Eini Yoda Asha Nazir Asur Bayan, but I do not know that a Nazir is forbidden with wine. So he took the vow already. This chap took the vow already, took a vow of Nazirus, and then afterwards he said, hang on a minute, I've just found out that actually I'm not allowed to have wine. So in this case, Hareze Asur. So according to the first opinion, he's forbidden from drinking wine. For Rabbi Shimon Mata, but Rabbi Shimon allows him to drink wine. Right? Meaning? That he's not a Nazir. Excellent, okay. So in that case over there, you've got that machlokes. Doesn't say we pass him over there. Okay. Yodaya ni shia nazir asur biyan. Another case. The guy says, I know that a nazir is forbidden from drinking wine. Aval savur ayisi shechachomim materinli. But I thought that the sages permit me. I thought, you know, that they would permit me to drink wine. Bibnei she'ena ni yachol lechayos ele biyan. Because I cannot live without wine. Yeah, the second case, all because I buried the dead. And so, for example, yeah, he brings it, you know, that he's the undertaker of the town over there. So he wanted to take a Nazirus vow. Well, he did take a Nazirus vow, actually. Sorry, he did take the vow. And then afterwards he realizes, oops, I'm like the undertaker of the town. And now I've taken a vow. So now I've got problems. So Reze Mutter. So in this case over here, it's Mutter. The first opinion says Mutter. But Rabbi Shimon Asur. In other words, according to the first opinion, he's not a Nazir. But Rabbi Shimon says he's Asur. That means that he is a Nazir. He explains in the Karti, why is he Mutter? Because he says it's as if the guy made a vow on condition. You know, like he said, I'm taking a vow like on condition that I'm still allowed to be Matame the dead. And so this kind of vow on condition, so it doesn't require nullification even of a sage, because it's, you know, the vow doesn't take hold. When Rabbi Shimon says he prohibits it, says the Kati, that means he's got to go ask a sage to annul the vow, this vow of Nazir. He says it's not an automatic release from this kind of vow, and the guy's got to actually go to a sage to have the vow annulled.